enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. Herbal.
It's not over until it's overcome. This is Govern America.
We're just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite. AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I am Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 28th of June, 2014. Taking your phone calls this hour at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we have a few people on the line already. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and go right to the phones right out of the chute here, because let's go ahead and knock out a few calls, and then we'll get to some other audio stuff. Let's go first to Bubba in Colorado. Line one, Bubba, you're up first.
This is Bubba Scout Reb. There's three of us here in Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado. What we're doing is monumental here. We're restoring order with the use of the United States Northern Command and assisted by the United States Defense Intelligence Agency. It's all over the Internet in Google search. And our website out of Cape Canaveral, Florida, run by military, and NASA, VultureSquadron.com. What we have here in Colorado is a good test case for restoring order in America and destroying the instability that this governor here has brought to America with the use of UN laws. It's called Soviet destabilization. It's a program started right after the Great Socialist War using the United Nations to destabilize order in America. And using this kind of tactics of the public servants we know as GINI, government intruder, no intelligence. It's all over the Internet, G-I-N-I, and it's propped up by this Hollywood media called Enemy Ali Media. All these factions are working against you and stability in America, and you have no say because the elections are all rigged at the local level. This has all been turned over, completely, total evidence, to the United States Department of Defense at the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We're on their official document for 3 years, and it's under Bubba Scout Reb, Chairman's Corner of the Joint Chiefs, and you can dial and demand our program. We've provided the number of the National Command Center at the Pentagon, 703.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Before you get out phone numbers, what exactly are you trying to do here?
Restore order in Colorado. It's out of order. The governor.
Well, I understand that. How do you plan on doing that exactly?
Wait. Under U.S. Public Law 109-364, Section 1076, the governor has abrogated his responsibility to the incumbent population, not just in Colorado, but to the rest of North America. You know, this is the only active dope dealing state in America, or probably in the whole North American and continent. And possibly
yeah,
in
no,
the
I
world.
Know Colorado is a very corrupt place.
Yeah, it's just the same thing as Cuba or something. It's a dope dealing center, and it's a sanctuary. Every third world horde they can dump here, and they're just dumping them at will and pushing out the incumbent population. And they're whining right about it here. They say, how come they can't get employment? How come the infrastructure is crumbling? How come taxes are going up? And that's the reason. And it's all voted against you. You don't vote for it. It votes
okay
against you.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Bubba, can you send me some information on exactly what you're
well,
trying
well,
to do
let
there?
Me just go to the Internet. It's I don't know how to type. It's thousands of links. I'll spell it for you. I'll spell it phonetically. Bravo, uniform, bravo, bravo, alpha, sierra.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you can just give me the link, my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Send me some information on that, and I'll take a look at it, and we'll, if it's good, we'll talk about it, okay?
Better put
Thanks
it out.
The call, sir. I appreciate it. Got to move on. Lark in Texas, you're up next, sir. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, good afternoon to the both of you.
Greetings.
Hi, Lark.
You know something, y'all, I speak from personal experience. I have a 28-year-old niece who went to Sonoma State University. It's a bastion of Marxist thinking. It's incredible what these university professors that
Yeah, I was just going to say most universities are.
They really are, and this is the gist of why I'm calling here today. My niece today has two college degrees, and she's a communitarian. She was brainwashed, and there's just no doubt about it. My late younger brother, her father, had no clue. Because the last 19 years of his life, he was on the government dole. Somebody told him that he could collect Social Security, because he, was diagnosed as being an alcoholic. And so he was completely out of the loop. His wife, my sister-in-law, her mother, works for a criminal courts judge, executive assistant, court reporter of sorts. I mean, she actually serves the interest of organized crime. Then I have a nephew. He's 23, 24 years old today. Texas A&M, aerospace engineering, student at UT Austin. The Communitarian Network was founded in 1990 by a man
who's
Amitai
Etzioni.
That's right. And with all due respect, we have got to have some conversations somewhere about this. They're brainwashing.
We actually have. And see, the thing about it is, Lark, and I agree with you, most Americans, if they're not already communitarians, I think most Americans
think like
are
a communitarian.
Well, that's because we have a socialist society. I mean, it's a command and control economy. You know, Marx always said that they had to, Lenin as well, that you have to basically do away with the bourgeoisie to achieve the socialist world system. And this is what's happening in America. It's happening right before our very eyes. But I also wanted to bring up something because, see, the two of you and Dave Hodges here on this network, maybe some others, you see this every day in your work days, in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Communitarian Network, founded by Etzioni, has penetrated all aspects of American public education in this society. I mean, they're using textbooks at the Army War College written by this man to brainwash the top brass and the future top brass. It's incredible. You mentioned people like Charlie Rose, Dick Cheney. There's also the guy that has a talk show every Sunday, Fareed Zakaria. All of these people are on the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yep.
I also wanted to make mention, for the benefit of the listeners, and I'll get off, because, I am saddened what I see every day. It's just very saddening. But I want to make reference to something, and for you listeners out there, read the reviews. If you don't buy the book, read the reviews. The book is entitled Credentialed to Destroy: How and Why Education Became a Weapon, by Robin S. Eubanks. It has 22 reviews, and it's a fascinating read. And then the last thing I'll leave you with is this. And because
that was Eubanks, you said?
That's right. She's been a guest on this network three different occasions, including with John Stadmiller.
Okay.
And she needs to be heard. This woman is an attorney in Atlanta. She made her bones on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mark, one thing that a lot of people don't know, they know about Common Core in the public schools. They do not know that it was also implemented at the college and graduate level.
Thank you.
It is definitely, I mean, schools are scrambling all over the United States to implement Common Core in the schools as well. And, of course, this started with outcome-based education, and then it proceeded on to the next level of No Child Left Behind. Now we're in Common Core, and it is a progression the communitarian manipulation.
That's exactly what it is.
I have something else for you if you have a moment.
Okay, all right, I'll hold you over, and then we'll briefly go to everybody else. So hang tight, folks. We'll get to your calls as quickly as we can this hour as Government America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. As the afternoon is quickly wearing on, or morning where you are, if you happen to be in the other time zones. Anyway, let's go back to Lark in Texas. I don't know. I think, Nancy, I think you were the one talking when we went into that break, if you recall what you were saying. Hello, Nancy, are you there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Yeah, I'm here.
You remember what you were saying?
Yeah, that it was that the whole re-education of America has taken place over, I don't know, maybe four decades now. And the real push for it. And it is this new communitarian citizen who is willing to give up rights, who is willing to give up property, who has this sense of this government-defined greater good, which, of course, is being totally controlled by basically a technocracy. And, it's, yeah, I mean, Lark had hit it on the head.
And, yeah. You know, Nancy, it started when you and I were going to college.
I remember
the nationwide recruitment initiatives that were begun and then sustained over some time by the Students for a Democratic Society, SDS. This is an openly Marxist group, and the people that are running this country, they knew it. They knew it. But the last reference I want to bring to your attention, because in my opinion, and it's merely my opinion, we have to quit responding, being reactionaries to this controlled narrative that is emanating from the mainstream media and through the from the think tanks, because we need to recapture, we need to establish our own narrative. And I really, it saddens me that we're constantly reacting to the news of the day, even when within the alternative media channels. But I'm going to leave you with this, because I know the time is short. Now, this is something that I invite anyone listening to read. Just please read it. I've already mentioned Credential to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon, which you can find on Amazon. Here's the other one. The web address is mailstar.net/jewish-utopia.html. And this is a gentleman named Peter Myers who's written this. It's called, now this is something that was written by Michael Higger, that was discovered in a private collection in the University of Texas Austin Library back in the 70s. It is entitled The Jewish Utopia by Michael Higger, compared with Plato's Utopia as described in the Laws. Again, mailstar.net/jewish-utopia.html. And I would pray to God, and I continue to, that we here on RBN, because I can't find any other intelligent conversations in the alternate media, but yeah, it's becoming very thin. Let's elevate our conversations. Let's elevate our conversations. We are all intelligent people. All of us are quite astute.
Yeah. Well, listen, Malark, I'm going to have to move on here.
All right. Thank you so
piling
much.
Up, sir. Yeah, we got to elevate the conversation to the next caller. And that next caller is John in Tennessee. John, go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you. It's always good to hear Lark. You know,
yes.
Something happens to me physically when I hear Cheney. And I don't know how to explain it, except to say to Dick Cheney, you know, it's not hard to forecast what's going to happen when you've written the plan in advance. Now, when he said, I told him 5 months before 9/11 that something was going to, I was like, no kidding, Dick. You know, I guess I lost quite a bit of my train of thought, Darren, because when you hear these people and you see what they're doing and you know the lies and you realize that Cheney is just as complicit and responsible for what's going on and what has transpired as George Bush and his father and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and all the rest of them, because where we know that they want to take us, at some point, enough's going to be enough. You know, I can't recall exactly what nation it was, but what we're seeing right now on the southern border with the influx of illegals has been used in the past as a military weapon to literally cause a country to collapse economically. I talked about it earlier this morning on the previous program, where your morality, your criminality, your religious beliefs, and all the rest of the things that made this nation great have been not only compromised, but shredded, because you allow people to come in prior to this problem, even with open immigration. You know, you allow them to come in, and rather than assimilate, they bring their religions, they bring their, for lack of a better word, sins, they bring all of the things that they fled in their home country, and they give it to us. So at some point, we've got to determine and decide and to realize that Lady Liberty in New York Harbor was not a gift of blessing. It was a gift of cursing from the French. There's nations in the past, Darren, I think it was India, that was offered the Statue of Liberty and turned it down because they realized what it was. It, you know, an offer to bring in homeless, downtrodden, weak, and all the other adjectives that were used.
Yeah, it's basically saying, give us the worst of your society, we'll take them, and you can keep the rest.
Well, and it's saying, you know, yearning to be free, but like I said earlier, nowhere in that inscription on the base does it say, we'll set them free or we'll help them live in freedom. It just says, give us those people that want to be free. And basically what they do is remain enslaved, believing themselves to be free. So, you know, what is it? I think it's a curse. I think that it is literally, it's not Lady Liberty, it's Lady Slavery, folks.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
I agree with you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Let's move on to Fred in Michigan. Fred, go right ahead, sir.
Yes. Lark has called my attention. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Okay. So, you might recall Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals.
Mm-hmm.
I read a review.
Are you talking about the book he dedicated to Lucifer in the opening?
Lucifer was the original radical, right?
In fact, I believe I have that. It's quite astonishing. The fellow from whom I originally discovered this is right out of Waxahachie, Texas. David J. Smith. He's a native Missourian who was called out to Waxahachie, and he founded a church. He calls it, I don't know what he calls it, got a publication.
Okay.
Called Newswatch. Okay.
Fred, I got to take a break here. When we come back, if you could maybe try to move it along here as quickly as you can, because we have a couple more calls. And there's a few more things I want to get to before the sunset of the program. Stay with us, folks. About an hour break. Time's going by very quickly. This is Governed America. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. Half hour left to go to the show. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Fred in Michigan. He's been holding. Fred, go right ahead, sir.
Okay, so the quote regarding Lucifer is quite astonishing. Here's what he says. Lest we forget an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement, the very first radical. From all our legends, mythology, and history, first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did so effectively, he at least won his own kingdom. Lucifer.
Yep. That's the quote.
Alinsky.
So that just kind of gives you a mindset of where these people are coming from.
Okay. Now, this is people in the audience, I admonish you. November 2012, Newswatch magazine. You contact them, I'm sure they have additional copies available. They're out of Waxahachie, 972-937-2227, 972-937-2227, newswatchmagazine.org. I mean, here's, and by the way, lest we forget, Hillary Rodham, before she was a Clintonista, she did her undergrad thesis on Alinsky and democracy. And here's her exact quote. To Alinsky radicals, democracy means getting those who are in out. Their goal is to mobilize the poor and oppressed as a battering ram to bring down the system. Alinsky is regarded by many as the proponent of a dangerous social political philosophy. As such, he's been feared. Just as Eugene Debs, Walt Whitman, or Martin Luther King was feared, because each embraced the most radical of political faiths, democracy. Okay? And so, then it goes on to say that they
I'm going to have to run here soon, Fred.
Okay, let me move to this. Before I got on, I was enjoying some coconut.
Mm-hmm.
On the package of this coconut, which comes from Sri Lanka, there is two, what do you call them, Hebrew food law symbols, a U and a K.
Yeah.
And then I thought, wait a minute, Sri Lanka. Sure enough, 1984, I'm reading from The Synagogue of Satan, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. The Mossad is training both the Sri Lankan Special Forces and the Talmud Tiger Rebels from Sri Lanka at the same Mossad training school, the Far Sirkin in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
They get them there for a whole month, and they keep them separated. And what happens in the aftermath? They go back, and they have a civil war, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, lest we forget Menachem Begin. This is 1982, okay? Ariel Sharon, that great, marvelous hero of Israel.
Yeah. Gotta wrap it up, sir.
He goes in and he massacres 2,000 Lebanese in Sabra and Shatila, and then he goes on into Beirut, murders at least 18,000 Lebanese Palestinian civilians. And Menachem Begin, who bragged about being the godfather of terrorism in the whole world, that was 1948, here's what Menachem says about this slaughter. We do not have to answer to the world, only to ourselves. Oh, but wait, lest we forget the
Fred, I've got to move on here. We just got to go. Thank you for calling. I get this from Carol, by the way, because I think I know where he's going with that. He's talking about the Zionists, and certainly the Zionists are manipulating world affairs, and certainly Israel is a part of all of this. I get this from Carol. She writes, "Hi, Nancy and Darren. I just wanted to say that we probably shouldn't be giving Mr. Z Big any undue credit for originality. Really, Brzezinski, along with Rockefeller et al., is doing nothing more than simply expounding upon and implementing the plan that was written long before them. I say that to say this. All people need to do is go back and read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It's all there, including the writers literally laughing at the decadence and stupidity of all of us goyim, if you can imagine their gall. Enough said on that. I do appreciate your dedication and your show, and submitted a letter to around 70 newspaper and radio news outlets in my state and region, again, just this past week, pinpointing Agenda 21, but specifically urging folks to get educated through Real News, Govern America in particular. I'll send along the letter just for your information. From time to time, you might want to suggest to your listeners that they think about doing something like this themselves in their own respective areas. Writing letters to newspapers is available to all of us, a totally free way to advertise and promote our mission. And we all know how urgently RBN does need to grow. So thank you so much, Carol, for that information and for the promotion. And thank you so much. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Steve in Pennsylvania. You're up next, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thanks for accepting my call. Earlier we were speaking about the border issue, and I just wanted to bring attention, if you weren't up to date on this or if your listeners weren't, there are boots on the ground as we're speaking right now, and many people heading down to Laredo, Texas. Call to action had been put out about 3 weeks ago through Patriot Information Hotline, which I'm part of, to the militia. The militia in Texas locally has been working closely with the governor to try to get an SOP, which is still working on standard operation procedures. Many militia are on standby right now until that's done, but many are on their way down there as we're speaking. There is land in from ranchers that they've given up to the militia, ranchers that have been terrorized by the cartels that have been down there.
Yeah.
And basically they're taking it into their own hands at this point. They're not asking permission from anybody. It's our civilian right to protect this country. our government, including the governor of Texas and the governor of Arizona and all the border states, have really not done their job in protecting those states whatsoever. So this is a citizen's, responsibility. They're down there. I urge people, if they want to know what's going on down there from a daily perspective, you can always go to Patriot Information Hotline. The phone number's there. The commanders do get on the line, and they tell you what's going on from day to day. They're looking for support, and there's many more people going down there. And as a matter of fact, they will be sitting down with law enforcement this week at a round table to try to get something going down there. The main objective is to build a fence eventually. Get that going and just go straight down the border with it. We obviously don't have the capacity to do that at this point, so right now they're down there. They're looking for, they're assessing the situation. They're gathering people up, but there are people going down there. There are people down there, and we are taking it back into our own hands because enough is enough.
Now, do you know if there's anybody in particular that we could get a hold of to maybe give us reports from the ground?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, if I can give you a phone number,
Don't give it on the air. I'll tell you what.
Number is public. It's a public phone number, do want people to call it. Okay, this is from Patriots Information Hotline, which I'm an administrator of. The phone number is 559-776-1300.
Okay.
You'll be prompted to put in a code. That code is 639-939. And Barbie Rogers she is the creator of the hotline. That hotline is a hotline for all militia throughout the country. It was very instrumental in what happened down at the Bundy Ranch. Many of the commanders will call up the hotline, see what's going on. You have two commanders right now who are down there, Chris Davis, Commander Chris Davis, and Lieutenant Colonel Floyd Brashear, who's been on the ground down there for the past 3 weeks, as a matter of fact. That number you can call. You can ask for Barbie. She will call you personally and give you, whatever you need to know. She will she'll be glad to speak to you on a personal level outside of the hotline.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, keep us posted if you come across anything else. Thank you so much. All right. Let's go to David in Boston. David, can you be quick?
Hello, Gavin. Hello, Nancy.
How you doing?
Hi, David.
Yeah, Gavin, real quick, Gavin. If people have a paper and pen or pencil handy, I used to have a web blog, Gavin. And
okay.
I wrote some essays, but then I experienced some persecution, and my life got all disrupted, and I don't have the password to my web blog, so I haven't been able to service it and maintain it, but it's still up and running. But there's a certain essay that I wrote that I'd like your listening audience to read. I'd like them to read all of them, but especially one.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and give it out.
Yeah, it's this is all one word now in small case.
Okay, I got the break in about 25 seconds, so hurry.
Yeah, Dave from Massachusetts. .wordpress.com.
Okay.
Dave from Massachusetts. But, Dallin, I especially recommend.
Okay, wait just a minute. We got to take the break. I'll hold you over, and then we'll have Steve in Colorado. He'll be our last caller. And stay with us, folks. Government America is about to reach its sense.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're back. Final segment of Govern America here as we continue. I think we still have Dave in Boston on. Dave, if you can be real quick, sir.
Yeah, thanks for holding me over, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
At the davefrommassachusetts.wordpress.com, I highly recommend to your audience, Darren, my essay entitled, Who Can Play Trash? Who Can Play Trash? And Darren,
okay.
we have much more power than we even realize, and, you know, we're cooperating with our own destruction and demise much more than we have to. And
yeah.
So two can play trash at davefrommassachusetts.wordpress.com.
And okay, sounds good. We'll definitely check that out, and I agree with you. I completely agree with you, and it's my hope that we can get through to people that we do have a lot more power than we believe that we do. It's not, that's why we say often, and I have kind of adopted that mantra that Roger Mundy repeats often, and we used it for one of the bumps at the top of the hour. It's not over until it's overcome. You know, that's what you folks need to realize. You know, a lot of people, it's easy to throw up your hands in frustration and look at what's going on around you and say that it's hopeless. But you know, we're at different stages of this thing, and really, what is a country? You can say, well, the country is destroyed. The country is a mess. Well, and certainly it seems that way, but you know what? We are the country. We are the government. And when you look at it that way, It's the people that are the fiber of this whole thing. It's the people that hold it together, and we are the ones that have to go to battle to preserve this thing. And I'm not even necessarily talking about a physical battle, you know, with bullets and ammunition. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about within the boundaries of what we can do peacefully. Now, anything above and beyond that, that's your thing. But know that the other side has much, much bigger guns. But, you know, at the same time, go ahead, Nancy.
And the other thing, too, is I agree with everything you're saying. And the other thing that we have to do is to, we know that what is running the show is illegal, it's criminal, and we know that war is their game, and so we need to be prepared for almost anything, whether it be a nuclear weapon, whether it be biological, whether it be chemical. We need to be emotionally prepared for what we know that criminals can do and will do.
Well, I would say be spiritually prepared, because I don't know how else you can be when it comes to nuclear.
I mean, just don't be surprised and then be, you know, vulnerable and become, you know, a yahoo for their side.
Well, if it comes down to nuclear weapons, all bets are off, all bets are off at that point, in my view.
Oh, absolutely.
Because really, I don't know that there's any way you can really prepare for that. But spiritually, folks, have your ducks in order, have your house in order, because we are facing some very challenging times. All right, I want to take Steve in Colorado. I don't want to talk us out of time without getting to him. He's been holding for a while. Steve, go right ahead.
Hey, guys, pleasure to speak with you.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's so much stuff going on. You don't even know where to start sometimes. Your brain starts fluctuating.
Welcome to my world. Every time I sit down preparing for this show.
Sorry?
Yeah, I said every time I sit down preparing for this show, that's the way I feel.
Yeah, you know, it's so much thrown at you. I mean, this is their design. I wanted to respond to, like, I think it was like the third caller before.
Mm-hmm.
But let me get to the part where I want to say that what I've experienced, and my strong opinion is that Tea Party groups, all patriotic groups today, right now, and for a while have been infiltrated by political hackers or people that are saying that they're patriotic, they're true for freedom, and this and that. And I, you know, along with my experience, I've kind of went through my own life experience to realize that I even had someone call me up and warn me and say, don't call talk radio anymore, because more or less the way I took it was, if I keep it up, my life is in danger. Okay, that's how far this has gone, that the average common person in their own home is being intimidated by this madness. And the third caller in the past was talking about Freedom Watch, and it's actually called, Newsmax Magazine, that's what it was called. David is the pastor that was in that church, and I was personal friends, and still am personal friends with the daughter, and that church has done a 180, it's been infiltrated, and that's what I've been told by about maybe 6 or 7 at that time, and that was like 2 years ago. So I just want to let that third caller know that although there's a lot of truth, like a Glenn Beck kind of thing going on, there's a lot of that going on, like where they can throw a lot of that truth out, and there's a spin to it, and you got to do your own research to find out if it's right or wrong, and that's the bottom line. You got to do your own research.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, and that's one thing that we really discover even in the patriot community is, and I hate to even use that term community, because it seems like patriots are so divided anymore. But there's infiltrators in the patriot groups too.
Yeah,
so
I want to
really have to be very. Sorry, you have to really use your discernment. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
King of all kings is going to be at the front line when all this stuff, I mean, really gets, you know, really out of hand. I see that they are losing. They're exposing themselves, and this beast is coming out, and it's showing itself right now. And it's only going to show itself even more, and it's just going to wake up more of the masses in the long run.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna start experiencing the big, big false flags.
Right. You're right. Very big.
Well, and,
from what I've been listening to on your show just recently, you know, like this show today, they're just bragging about what they're, and that's another thing. This is in the movies. Did you guys see Captain of America?
No.
I mean, they're just putting it right out in your face, the New World Order, this and that. People are being profiled through their cell phones, and all the data is being collected, and Captain America is the guy that's going to save the world from the New World Order. I mean, I'm shocked. I'm not shocked. I'm sorry, but I'm just more amazed every time you see it in your face. It's right in your face, and it shocks me that the average person is, I believe the majority of a lot of people are just shutting it out because they're afraid.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of people leaving the country.
Yeah,
it's very
you're right.
Obvious.
Now, where are they
you're
going?
Right. There, it's very obvious that they're taking the gloves off, they're taking the mask off, they're dropping the facade, and I think they've become emboldened in many respects. And I think part of it is they're moving very fast because they know the window of opportunity is closing.
Oh yeah, well, you know the way
they know
I see
we
it.
Know.
Well, the way I see it is they want to put good people in prison before the mass majority of good people wake up and put them in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And that's why they're planning for the civil unrest.
Yeah.
Steve, I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys, too.
All right. God bless you and take care. We only have a couple of minutes left here, and I decided not to do the China stuff right now. Maybe I'll save that for next week. Because I feel it's important to interact with you folks out there. And we didn't do that hardly at all in that last week. But whenever we talk about on a broadcast like this one, Nancy, and we warn about what we think the other side might be up to, I'm very cognizant of the fact that certain people listen to that, and it's a lot of doom and gloom. And I don't want to leave the audience hopeless, because I think we have to keep in mind that the best laid plans of mice and men come to naught. We've seen this happen over and over and over again. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this plan was supposed to be fulfilled long ago. They never intended for this to drag on this long, and yet it has. Why? Why? And there are more people today that know about it. You know, we have an army of people that have their eyes wide open. And I think part of this, you know, Steve was talking about how people were being warned to be quiet. I really think that that's part of the strategy. The more I think about this Edward Snowden stuff, that's what I think this was all about. I think this was supposed to be a chilling effect on freedom of speech. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if the other side failed miserably in their efforts in that regard? Everyone has to speak out and be a strong voice in opposition to this thing. And don't give up on the political process. Go. I'm not talking about voting. I'm talking about going to your legislators and educating them. That's not the exclusive solution, but certainly it needs to happen. You can stop a lot of things at a state level. We got to go. We're out of time already.
Unreal.
Man, it speeds by. Thank you so much, folks. Hang in there. God bless you. Talk to you next week.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses,